Okay, Abba Yisrael, we're going to start the sugya here. I don't know if we'll accomplish to get to the end, but at least I would like to at least get our foot in the door here with Makdim Truma LeBikurim. It's really two separate sugyas. One is Makdim Truma LeBikurim as far as what the lav is, and the other part of the sugya is talking about lav hanitik la'aseh. So we'll probably just do one part of it. We had earlier that kol loisa sheishem b'maisa ein loikin olav, and we said except for, we listed nishba meimar mekalal. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina added makdim truma lebikur. So now the Gemara is going into this lav of makdim truma lebikur. Mishum Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina amru, af ha makdim truma lebikur. If you makdim truma lebikurim, there's also malchus. That's the way it reads simply. Afa makdim truma lebikurim seems to be saying there's also malchus. Says the Gemara, my time. What is the reason to Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina? Why does Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina say that there's malchus? So first we want to see what the lav is. What's the lav of bringing truma before bikurim? Omar kro meleoscho v'dimacho loisa achar. And we know that Malaya means Bikurim. Malaya elu Bikurim. Vidimacho elu Truma. Dimacho is referring to Truma. The Omer and the Torah said, Lo Tacher. Don't delay. Meaning, don't delay the Bikurim. And by having the Truma come before the Bikurim, you're delaying the Bikurim. It is obviously a very simple issue here, simple problem on the Sugya, which is that every Truma that one is Mafresh, they could be shoyal on the hafrasha. Anytime you make a hafrasha, you could be shoyal on the hafrasha. So you mafresh truma, you could then say, I have charota, that was mafresh, I want to be shoyal on the hafrasha. And it's not a shoyal, it could be shoyal. So l'chora, whenever you have somebody being makdim truma l'bikurim, just be shoyal on the hafrasha. Why would there ever be malchus? This would be, you bring a guy into bed and you say, listen, you know, you makdim truma l'bikurim, Chayv Malkus, would you like to be Sheol on your Hafrosha? This time any guy would say, of course I want to be Sheol on my Hafrosha. Actually, the Milchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Dalet, he says, yes, he says, in fact, if a guy is Sheol on Hafrosha, he doesn't get Malkus. But definitely that's not the simple. The simple way to look at this from what we see from our Sugya is that you will get Malkus for being Makdim Shumul Bikurim no matter what you do. Otherwise, there's all kinds of other issues. It should be Hasra Safek. How could Edom ever give you Hasra? Maybe you'll be Sheol on your Hafrasha. There's all kinds of other issues. But this is what the one obvious point in the Gemara is that it seems to be difficult to understand there should be Malkus on something which you could be Sheol on. That's number one. Number two, how do we know that the Macha is referring to Truma? So it's really quite cryptic. Rashi brings down, if you look at Rashi says, how do we know that Dimua, Dimacha, is referring to Truma? He says, Meleoscho is Bikurim, because La'achar shenismalo hatfua v'nigmura malachto hukvol Bikurim. Very, very indirect way of talking about Bikurim. Since Bikurim is brought after it's fully matured, fully grown in, so therefore it's called Meleacho. Actually, Truma is the only thing in Zroim, right, that totally does not have to be mature when you mafresh it. In fact, the Mishnah says in Bikurim, Yored Adam L'Toich Sadeil, person goes into his field, when he sees even the fruit budding, that's the proper way to do Truma, Bikurim, Korechal of Gemi, you put a Gemi on it when it's mamish the beginning stages. By Tfuah, until it's Nigmar Malachta, there's no din of Truma Samaisris. And even if you mafresh truma before the state of at least the shlish, it's nothing. So actually, the only part of zroyim that you could do before gemar malacha, before any gemar, is bikurim. Very strange that's the way the Torah terms it. So it's true. There's a way around it. Because the way around it is, and this is the way the achronim explain, that even though you could be mafresh bikurim at a very early state, but the actual mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim is only after it's Nisbaker. only after it completely matures. That's true. But even that being said, it's still strange that the one mitzvah in Zroim, which requires the least level of growth in order to be mafresh, it should be called Malayascha. It's not Ma'amod Nazach. But then we get to the more difficult point. Dimua azu truma. So Rashi says, why is it called truma? Why is it called dimua? Rashi says, lufi shehi midamas va'oleh be'echad umeh. We know that up until 100 times the amount of the truma will not become bottle. If you have 99 chulin, it will not become bottle. You need 100 plus of chulin to be mevatel truma. So Rashi says that's where the word dimua comes from. Here's where everybody pounces on Rashi. All the achroinim pounce on Rashi. And the Gaon really puts such a spin on the whole thing that it's mamash a plea. Everybody asks on Rashi, how could you call truma dimua when in fact the whole concept of dimua is drabonim? Midaraisa, truma is like anything else. Midaraisa, if you have truma, it falls into taruvus, it's like anything else. Chad betray bottle. Bottle one and two, just like any other iser, is chad betray bottle. Truma is the same. Truma has no chumra over anything else. The Rabbanon came. The Rabbanon established this whole concept of echad mimeya. It's all the Rabbanon. So if that's the case, how could we say that the Torah is calling it dimua when it's not a deraisa d'galocha? So this is a question that's asked by many of the gedolei achrayim. And there are answers given, which are quite difficult. I asked the Eilim to look up a Sugin Ksubis, which is not really Ma'akev, so we put it at the end. But there are two Sugis in Ksubis on Yud Amud Beis and Yud Aleph Amud Beis that talk about the Ksuba of Mea and Messiah. And if you look at the Gemara says that the whole idea that we call a woman an Almona is because all she has is a Mea. It means Almona is called an Almona because her Ksuba is only 100. Now, Ksubas Almon is only Durabon. Doesn't exist in the Raisa, Ksubas Almon. But yet, the Gemara says, my Almona, Omer Avchana Baglita Almona Al Shein Mone. All she gets is the Mone. So, says the Gemara, Almona, the Ksiva Baraisa, Ma'ikal Omeimer. Okay, fine, so you're telling me all the Mishnayas and Ksubas, when it talks about Meir and Messiah, and it calls a woman who was married before an Almona, makes sense. But what about the Raisa? The Torah also calls a woman an Almona. And with the Raisa, there's no Ksuba. First of all, even Ksuba Masayim is a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold even a Besulas Ksuba is the Rabbanan. Right? Clearly, Ksuba Almona is the Rabbanan. Everybody agrees it's the Rabbanan. In fact, when we write the Ksuba on a second marriage, we always say the Lachit Rabbanan. We don't say the Raisa. The Sardim, even on a Ksuba of a Besula, they don't put in the Chazal L'chim Midaraisa. They won't do it. I once had a Talmud got married. He had a Sfaradasha background. And the halacha is that if you get married in a place that's noyig, you know, like the Rishonim will hold that Ksuba is Daraisa, you have to machayiv yourself to that kind of a Ksuba. So I actually put in the regular Ksuba, the Chazal L'chim Midaraisa. They had the person who was called up to read the Ksuba was a Sfaradi Rav. And he was so disturbed by the fact that I used an Ashkenaz Ksuba that when he read it, he couldn't say the words Chazal L'chim Midaraisa. He said, the Chazal L'chim couldn't do it. He just left out the word Midaraisa. So after he read it, I said, it's too bad. He's Meshubit anyway, Midaraisa, whether you read it or not. they aid him sign the Kabbalah's Kenyan, that's it. He's Meshubit Midaraisa. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is that a Ksuba's Almon.